K-E-H-Y-I-L. Yeah, I forgot about that. I've only been a tech for a couple years now and still learning about all this stuff. And yeah, I forgot they're linked up. But I got my C4FM just working here recently. I've been working on it since last summer. Put up an antenna, then that didn't work. Then I put up a beam and that wasn't working. Well, it turned out the files were burned out in my radio on the 440 side. And the C4FM's hooked to that. So, that burned out. So that was my whole problem. I couldn't get on the C4FM, some of our Eastern Michigan links over here, and I couldn't meet up with everybody that I used to meet up with, and finally figured that out, and boxed that radio up, and went and got another one. And that one seems to be working pretty good. I got C4FM all hooked up and ready to go. But yeah, I haven't turned that on yet this morning. I just getting up, getting rolling. We had our morning net on the 14694. We have that every morning at 8 o'clock. If you need any links or anything, you want to join in with us, if you can, that'd be great too. It's always good to hear from different people. I thought we heard from somebody linked up from, gosh, where was it? Louisiana or something the other day. So anyway, if you need any information about that, that's great. If not, that's great too. Like I said, I'm still learning about all this stuff, and it's a enjoyable hobby since I've been laid up and had some prostate surgery and just trying to heal up from that, and don't want to go out in the weather. That's for darn sure. It's too dang cold. Friday morning, I woke up and started the truck, and it went click, 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 so I had to throw some money at that new battery. I'm surprised it was punched out at 2018, so I got many, many years out of that battery, so I was doing good on that. So anyhow, I'll return it back to you. K-E-8-Y-I-L.
Roger that there, Mike. I hear you, and I've been amped for many years, and I tell you, I love the hobby since day one, since I found out more information about it. I walked into Rail Shack one day, and when it was Rail Shack back in the day when it was, and they were selling radios, handhelds, and all the radios, like CBs and that back then too when they did. I asked them, what kind of radio is that? He said, oh, that's a ham radio, handheld. I says, he told me all about how you could participate in a class for 8 weeks, and at the eighth week, you got to pass your test, you know, on the computer. And I went to the class for 8 weeks, and I got involved with ham radio after that. And at the end of the eighth week, I have not passed that test on the eighth week, because it was by technician test. I think it was tech. And I did pass that test. I kind of froze about the questions of that. I wasn't sure about the questions of that. So they had to put choice A, B, C, and D. And then I did it again. I passed finally. And I was very impressed. And I, from there to the extra that I did, exam, and then I did the, not the extra, I think it was the, Morris Cole, not the extra, Morris Cole, and then I passed that. I flunked the first time, and I went in the room there, and I passed it the second time, so I was really happy with the flying colors. I passed that, Morris Cole, and then I passed my general after that, and here I got HF for the privileges, which I'm so happy about that. So that's how I found out about ham radio through Radio Shack. Back to you there, Bud Casey, CPT.